Guess who just blew the door? All excited, all animated. It's old Brian McTavish.
I blew in so fast, I forgot my coffee.
It happens.
When I get here, I get coffee.
Yes.
And I usually bring it
you
in.
You don't need coffee. You're just sort of naturally a fast-moving guy.
You're the coffee.
You're like Mike Allen from Politico, just naturally energetic.
That was super
naturally
interesting.
Naturally energetic.
Well, as were you, my
I've
friend.
I've never seen anyone sort of so hyperkinetic, just sort of, you know, almost couldn't wait for the interview to end to go out and check his phone and get stuff up on the net.
Well,
you know?
He's a gleeful workaholic.
Yeah, gleeful workaholic. Who was that we were just listening to?
That was Mr. Marty Stewart.
Ooh, yeah.
Mr. Marty Stewart, a vintage honky-tonk fun and other musics that he admires. He takes the stage at 8 o'clock Friday night at the Folly Theater. It's his third visit to the stage of the Folly, and you know what they say, the third time is the charm.
This is Bill Shapiro. It's one of his events,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Our friend
our
Bill
buddy.
Shapiro, our good buddy. Mr. Music, Bill Shapiro. Marty will be backed, as he has been for quite a few years now, by by the Fabulous Superlatives. I love that name for your backing band.
There you go.
They're kind of out front for a backing band.
Marty Stewart's been around for
a long time. Let me give you the thumbnail on Marty. Five-time Grammy winner.
Is that right?
Grand Ole Opry star. Spent his teenage years in the band of a certain bluegrass legend by the name of Lester Flatt.
Oh, really?
Of Flatt and Scruggs fame.
Did not know that.
Did not know that. And then when Lester left the earth in the late 70s, Marty just didn't miss a beat, literally, and spent 6 years with Johnny Cash's band.
Oh, really?
During the 1980s, eventually emerging as his own solo star.
I bet Marty's got some pretty good stories.
He was married to Johnny Cash's daughter, Cindy, until 1988. And then he turns around in 1997 and marries, this is really something, country music singer Connie Smith, a voice from yesteryear. Connie was, and I presume still is, 17 years her husband's senior. So that's love, baby. That's love.
That sounds like a country music song right there.
He's going to sing plenty of them. Marty also collects museum-quality country music memorabilia. He's an accomplished photographer, and he can talk about the music, as I'm sure he will from the stage at the Folly, with both intelligence and passion. He's quite the expert when it comes to this sort of thing.
All right, and now for a guy near and dear to my heart.
Oh, hear that old piano from down the avenue. I smell those roses. I look around for you.
Boy, I think I recognize that song. And I know that man.
Well, it's Garrison Keillor singing the opening ditty to his A Prairie Home Companion.
And he'll be here in town tomorrow night.
Yes, 2 hours of, and this is billed as 2 hours of duet singing, improv, poetry, foolishness, and of course, the news from Lake Wobegon.
All part of his Radio Romance tour. Mm-hmm. And I know something about him because I have a big story going on about Garrison in tomorrow morning's paper.
Wow.
Where I will reveal the true location of Lake Wobegon. I'm a Minnesota guy. I've been following this guy's career for a long time, at least as far as I'm concerned, where Lake Wobegon really is.
This is going to go around the world, apparently.
Oh, I think it should.
Because that's a fictional town, the news from Lake Wobegon, but not so fictional. It's
fictional, but based on some real-life people, and I know some of them.
Wow.
Right near my hometown of Stillwater.
I'll be picking up a paper.
It'll be in the paper tomorrow.
7 o'clock Friday night, Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion at Starlight Theater in Swope Park. Of course, that's the famous public radio show that we all love. We love, anyway, and all the listeners love.
He is almost, I have lots of facts. I just
tell me.
Did this story. He's almost 71. Oh. He's on this Radio Romance tour. He's doing 26 cities in 30 days, including what's going to be a very hot night tomorrow night in Kansas City.
And we should point out, it's actually, you know, it's done like a radio show at Starlight on Friday night. It's not actually on the radio. It just feels
that's
like
right.
It.
A little more relaxed. He has a little more time to walk the aisles and visit with folks and all of that.
As I'm sure he explained to you, it's actually a greatest hits, or if you will, bits show that will gather favorite songs and stories and comedy routines that are proven popular, of course, with Garrison, but also listeners for all these many years. And he always manages to throw in a good deal of local flavor and topicality. And just let me say that whatever this fictional or this real town that you're going to be revealing in tomorrow morning's paper, obviously that's where all the women are strong. All the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.
Oh, you're breaking my heart. And just for the record, I know Ralph of Ralph's Pretty Good Groceries. So, by George, I stand for something. Okay.
Gosh.
What else is going on here? We have some stand-up comedy coming to
town. Let's move into Judy Tenuta.
Tenuta.
Do you remember Judy Tenuta?
I do not.
You're going to remember her before we're through here. Judy Tenuta emerged in the 1980s. She won immediate and well-deserved adulation as the self-described love goddess and Aphrodite of the accordion. She demands and deserves your abject worship. It's as simple as
Danny
that.
Danny Alexander remembers her. She's laughing in the booth. Yeah.
My gosh, I love Judy. We're going to hear a little bit from Judy. She's been around forever. She doesn't have the most respect for the audience, only for herself. But she's going to talk about how she can't even get a sitcom.
Now I'm sure you're all wondering, oh goddess, oh, why don't you have a sitcom? Well, that's right. Well, you see, I need to have a scandal. I wanted to become addicted to painkillers. Well, the problem is I'm Catholic and I live for pain.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, indeed. Will she kill this weekend at Stanford & Sons Comedy Club at the Legends Friday and Saturday? Two shows each night, 7:45 and 9:45. Yes, she will kill. It could happen, as Judy likes to say. Actually, I think it's a lock. A very funny gal, still funny after all these years.
That's good. Judy Tenuta.
Tenuta. Tenuta.
Tenuta.
That's right.
Fiesta.
Of course you do.
Yes, I do.
You're very receptive to the fiesta. Your inner fiesta is always going, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I've always said that about you.
Yes.
It's fiesta. And many other things, I'm afraid. Things come out of my mouth.
Yes.
It's fiesta, the annual Donald J. Hall Sculpture Park celebration.
Wow.
Families, one and all, please come. Performances, activities, food of a Mexican nature. 5 to 9 o'clock Friday. Where else but the Donald J. Hall Sculpture Park? Mostly on the south lawn of the Nelson, but also...
And what a beautiful lawn that is.
It's a...
Time of year.
How do they do that?
Yeah.
I mean, how do they do
how
that?
How do they keep it up,
How many... Hey, there's something for the paper. I mean, how many hours on the riding mower? How many men and or women on the riding mower? What does it take? What does it cost?
Yeah, sometimes the neighborhood kids and I, we go up to that area and just walk around late on a Friday night and just walk around. It's just beautiful. Just terrific place to be.
I've been around this neighborhood long enough to know. I mean, remember when there were trees and things there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I kind of missed that initially, but now I'm sold.
It's spectacular.
You can make your own sombrero to wear home.
No.
Or you could give it away. You can make a sombrero at this event.
Make one for me.
From 5 to 9 o'clock on I guess, Friday night, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or you could just give away the one you make, or create some paper flowers, or listen to the authentic Mexican folk music. Or you could take a part in a traditional game similar to bingo. I'm going to try this. You ready?
Yep.
Loteria.
Okay.
That's lottery, right, in Spanish? It's also right here.
Also this weekend, the KC Fringe Fest. Tell us about it.
We got to kick it off. Yeah, the KC Fringe Fest happens. It starts tonight with a preview party at 6:30 to 10:30 tonight. UMKC Performing Arts Center there at the Spencer Theater, home of Missouri Repertory, or it's Kansas City Repertory Theater now. Festival performances and events continue through July 28 at various locations, but you got your theater, you got your dance, your performance art, your spoken word, your puppetry, storytelling, film, fashion. If you can think of it, they're going to do it, and it goes on for the next week or so.
All right, that's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Again, you can find a complete list of Brian's picks and a lot more information about all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. And they're having belly dancing. I wanted to work that in.
Oh, you left the best for last.
I just did belly dancing.
There you go.
That's right.
Okay. Trying to figure out the best wine to complement your next picnic? Tomorrow on the show, wine expert Doug Frost joins us to talk tannins for your summertime sipping. The show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Shastri. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.